Samoans woke yesterday to news the country had recorded its first case of the coronavirus. Prime Minister Tuilaepmai Sailele Malelingaoi announced to the nation one patient in a quarantine facility had tested positive on Wednesday. A second test on the man showed up as negative, but Tuilaepmai says the country needs to remain vigilant. The Prime Minister urged the public to keep faith, wear face masks and continue to follow advice given by the authorities and government officials. But Christine Ravoy reports people are still nervous.
There is a feeling of panic and uncertainty across Samoa today following the announcement of the country's first COVID-19 case. The man was a sailor who arrived in Samoa on a repatriation flight from Auckland last Friday. He has been placed in an isolation ward at Tupua Tamasisimoto Tua Hospital. RNZ Pacific's correspondent in Apia, Aotangavaya TP Aotangavaya, says while there have been calls for calm, people are not taking any chances.
There is panic amongst the general public of the announcement this morning of the first tested positive case of COVID-19. Few schools in around the town area have been closed. The children have been taken back to their homes. You can see people are now wearing masks.
Aotangavaya says the Samoan government and its people have learned from the devastation caused by last year's measles pandemic when 83 people died, most of them children.
It's been 9 months now since we are in a state of emergency, and the National Disaster Committee imposed safety measures for everyone to make sure they are safe. Now you see the reaction from the people when they got the news of the first positive case. They're now starting to wear masks. So it's a very good lesson that we've learned from the outbreak of measles last year.
Ina Parkinson works in Apia and says she was alerted to the government's announcement through a text message from a family member at 5 a.m. local time. She decided to pick up her children from school even though there had been no official word from the government that schools should close.
It's better to be safe. I think we've been waiting for it, for something like this to happen. But we've got our stock of shopping already done and boxes of masks, hand sanitizers and things like that at home. I was just outside of the office not long ago and I see on the road it's pretty busy. People are panicking, gas station, the shopping, everything. I think people are panicking.
St. Joseph's College teacher Sustina says many parents chose to take their children out of school.
We're still running the final examination today, but we will continue tomorrow. But we're closing down because we have an advice from our own director to continue on the students' exam tomorrow. We haven't heard any information from the government right now. We just wait.
The government has since confirmed schools are to remain open. The cabinet is meeting to consider further safety measures as well as to review the first repatriation flight from Los Angeles next Friday. Olo'o Ingoa, Augustine Ravoy.